This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Is now the time to once and for all get rid of square foot per capita as the main measurement for supply demand in the self-storage industry? I say yes. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in and grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the training I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I say it's time to get rid of square foot per capita as the main measurement today for supply demand of self-storage. Now, it seems like once a year I get on a rant about it, and maybe this will be my last one. You can look at episodes like 313, is square foot per capita still the best measurement? Or 362, or I explore other ways of calculating supply demand. But I'm more convinced than ever that it is an antiquated measurement, and its usefulness, I mean, it's a measurement, it's interesting, but it's the primary factor whether you are oversupplied or undersupplied. It's very often incorrect information, and people will make faulty conclusions based on that data. Now, that's my humble opinion. Notice the emphasis on humble. But it's my opinion now, based on my experiences in the recent year and a half, since interest rates and construction costs have gone way up. Now is the time, because the conclusions you will draw using that benchmark metric are often false. You will make wrong decisions if that's the metric you use. So recently, I've been putting a lot of attention on rental rates. Why? Well, because interest rates are high, construction costs are high, and rates become more and more relevant, at least in my thinking, as I've been looking at projects recently. I've realized beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is pricing and occupancy rates that really give me the accurate measure of a particular trade area, not square foot per capita. I'm no economist, but I have studied economics, both in school and since I've been out for a long, long time. Prices, or in our case, rental rates, usually, in fact, almost always, are one of the main gauges for supply-demand for any product in a supply-driven economy. And capitalism is a supply-driven economy. When gas is in short supply, prices are high. Yes, there are other factors, but the main factor to determine the price of gas is the supply of gas. If there's a glut of corn on the market, corn prices are low. Farmers don't look at acres of corn per capita to tell them how much corn to plant. It's a function of pricing. Polo doesn't look at sweaters per capita in a given market to determine how many sweaters they're going to produce. They look at what are the prices of those sweaters and what are the sales of those sweaters. OPEC or BP doesn't look at gallons of gas on the market per capita to tell them how much supply or what their production needs to be in any given year. They look at pricing. Why is storage any different? In almost every other consumer product on the market, production is usually driven by prices and the spending patterns of consumers. In self-storage, as I'm studying a particular trade area, if there appears to be a lot of storage on the market, prices are low, I mean, real prices, not web prices. Real prices are low. There's a lot of discounting going on, and each of the facilities are actually marketing their product effectively, and they have a lot of different unit types on the market, each with a discount going on. That tells me that market's oversupplied. Yes, square foot per capita may give some indication of how long that market might be oversupplied in many markets, not all markets, but it's not the determining factor of oversupply. It's price and occupancy rate. If I'm looking at a market where there's very little discounting going on, rents are very high, and there's not many units available in any given market, and it occurs like occupancy's high, that's a market that has more demand. Thank goodness, to the credit of the person who does at least my feasibility reports, I've had a few feasibility reports come back in the last 6 to 9 months that say, using standard metrics, this market's overbuilt. We're at 13 point whatever square feet per capita. However, all of the storage facilities in the immediate trade area are above 90% occupancy and pricing is good, so therefore we conclude there's more demand. I mean, they're stepping right over square foot per capita. It's time we got rid of that as the main measurement for supply demand of self-storage. The reality today is I don't really give a damn about what the square foot per capita is. So if I'm doing an expansion and rental rates for, let's say, a 10 by 10 are $65, and it's costing me $74 a square foot to build that expansion, yes, I can build storage facilities for in the range of $74 to $75 on many expansions I'm doing. In other words, it's costing me $7,500 to build that 10 by 10. If I'm getting $65 and I got a discount to get people in, I'm really only going to be making about a 10% or less return on that $7,500 cost of building that unit. Whereas if I'm in a market where there's no discounting going on and 10 by 10s are going for $99 a month, that is way more relevant information to me to determine whether I'm going to be building that 10 by 10 than the square foot per capita. Who cares if in that $65 10 by 10 market, if the square foot per capita is 6-8 square feet per capita? Who cares? Not me. I've been real focused recently on rental rates because for me, that's the primary go, no-go in a particular market today. And I'm realizing that's what I should have had my attention on the whole time. It's been one of the things I've looked at, but for me today, it's the primary driver of the supply-demand, my interpretation of whether that market is a good market or not. Yes, I look at other things, like how is the marketing of the particular facility or facilities in my trade area going on? Are they good marketers, bad marketers? What's the education level? What's the income level, population growth? I look at all that. But the primary, for me, determiner of whether a market's supply-demand is good, equilibrium, or overbuilt is pricing. No other industry I know of uses product per capita to determine production levels and whether there's a need for that particular product. Storage is now a mature industry. It's time that we started measuring supply demand like every other mature industry in the world does and get rid of the square foot per capita as the main benchmark measurement. I say it's time to get back to basic supply side economics as we relate to the storage industry today. Let's catch up with the rest of the world. That's my thoughts today, and I'm Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the product we use to predict the cash flows of a particular facility as we're looking at which deals to do. You can find out more about it at StorageWorldAnalyzer.com. Thank you for this rant. Maybe this will be the last one on square foot per capita. Talk to you later.